This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The search for six people who are missing and presumed dead in Baltimore is expected to resume this morning. They were part of a maintenance crew working on the Francis Scott Key Bridge along Interstate 695 when a container ship struck a bridge support early yesterday. The collision partially collapsed the bridge and sent the six into the Patapsco River. Colonel Roland Butler with the Maryland State Police says the search is expected to resume next hour.
We're hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
Officials say the Singapore flag container ship lost power before hitting the bridge. They say the crew of the dolly issued a Mayday call moments before impact, allowing authorities to restrict vehicles heading for the bridge. The Biden administration says it will continue airdrops of food into Gaza. That's despite reports of drowning deaths off the coast as people try to retrieve that aid. NPR's Jane Arraf reports from Beirut.
Gaza health authorities say 12 people drowned off the coast after trying to retrieve boxes of food floating in the sea. Aid officials have criticized the airdrops as one of the least efficient ways to get food and medicine into Gaza. But the U.S. has resorted to using them amid Israel's restrictions on aid trucks entering by land. The deaths reported by Gaza officials prompted a call by the Palestinian militant group Hamas to stop airdrops and to force Israel to allow more food and medicine in. In Washington, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is encouraging Israel to allow in more aid. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Beirut.
Political analysts are weighing in on Donald Trump's strategies to attract Democratic voters amid the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. NPR's Franco Ordonez says the war has fractured Democrats along political and religious lines.
Former President Donald Trump sent shockwaves through the Jewish American community and Washington when he said Jews who vote Democrat hate Israel. It's not the first time Trump has dabbled in what critics say are anti-Semitic tropes. Norm Ornstein, a senior fellow at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, says the language reflects how far Trump is willing to go to try to pick up Jewish voters.
The idea is that if Jews care about Israel, they're going to want to go for the strongest supporter.
Trump also likes to point out his work on behalf of Israel, including moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. But a large majority of American Jews continue to support Democrats. And Jewish American groups say the rhetoric solidifies opposition to him. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Donald Trump's social media venture surged on its first day of trading on the NASDAQ. As NPR's Rafael Nam reports, the parent company of Truth Social delivered a windfall of more than $4 billion yesterday.
It was a wild day for Trump Media and Technology Group, as the company is formerly known. The stock surged and was up 16% at the close. Trading was hectic, so crazy in fact that at one point the exchange halted trading. Trump's company is now valued in the billions of dollars, even though it lost nearly $50 million in the first 9 months of last year. But thanks to the strong stock performance, Trump could now have money to help pay for his legal cases. At the moment, his shares are worth more than $4 billion. He can't sell his shares for another 6 months, but he could try to change that. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it's examining Norfolk Southern's operations following this month's collision and derailment in Pennsylvania involving three freight trains. A preliminary report from the NTSB says investigators are looking at the company's rules and procedures as well as its crew training. The collision along the Lehigh River near Allentown caused multiple container cars and two locomotives to leave the tracks. It occurred when an eastbound Norfolk Southern train struck a stop train on the same tracks. A westbound train then hit derailed cars in its path. There were no serious injuries or leaks of chemicals reported. Dow futures are up 126 points this morning. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.